Welcome to the Becoming You podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unlock a more confident, joyful, and fulfilling life. I'm Megan, life coach and breathwork facilitator, and your no-nonsense bestie, here to provide you with the tools, resources, and insights you need to thrive. Every fortnight, we'll be diving into topics that matter the most to you, whether it's overcoming self-doubt, embracing your authentic self, or learning how to actually regulate your nervous system. Don't worry, I've got you covered. So let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Becoming You podcast. Today I'm going to talk about something that's been coming up in my world recently and something that I've really worked on myself over the past few years, and that is around confidence. Building confidence, showing up authentically, and actually fucking trusting yourself to know that you've got you and that it's okay if other people don't get what you're doing, they don't understand you, and maybe they don't even fucking like you, right? And so I wanted to share a little bit of my own story with this, my own transformation, and also give you some like practical tools, some things that you can do in your life to help build your confidence in whatever area of your life that is. So for those of you that don't know, if you haven't listened to any of my other episodes on this podcast, I struggled with anxiety for a very long time, for as long as I could remember. And there was this real fear of being seen, of being judged, and maybe that's something that you can relate to as a listener. And so throughout my entire childhood and my teenage years and into my early 20s as well, I was so self-conscious and I just couldn't bear people to really see me and acknowledge me and give me attention. And I remember being at school and never putting my hand up to speak. I never wanted to answer questions. Even if I knew the answer, I didn't volunteer ever, because whenever I spoke in public, my face would turn red. And I knew this, and I knew the feeling, and I would speak and I would feel my cheeks getting hotter. And I'd be like, this is even more embarrassing because everyone knows that I'm embarrassed. Everyone knows that I'm anxious. It's making it even worse. And it became the only thing that I could think about when I was talking in front of other people. This only didn't happen when I was drinking. And so I spent a lot of my time feeling more confident when I was drunk. But that was just ridding me of my inhibitions, right? That wasn't a real confidence. That was something else fueling it that actually wasn't helping me build the skill. It wasn't helping me build resilience. It was actually just helping me avoid the discomfort that came with being sober and having to speak in front of people. So this followed me throughout my life. I didn't want to speak up in meetings, at work. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I was very conscious of the way that I looked, obsessively about the way that I looked. And anytime someone made a comment, was remotely critical about my appearance, I clung onto it like it was fact. Because that was the belief system that I had running, was that I'm ugly, I'm not good enough. And so when anyone said something critical, that really confirmed my belief that I had about myself. And whenever anyone said something nice about me and they gave me a compliment, I fully deflected it, right? I laughed it off, I deflected it. And then I would forget that that had even been said to me, because my brain, and this is what the brain does, was constantly searching for criticisms, for judgments that were going to feed into this belief that I had about myself, that I am unattractive, that I am not good enough, I am ugly. And that's what I managed to find again and again and again. And maybe you have an area of your life that you do the same, because this will come out in so many different ways in your life, in so many different beliefs, because we are wired for confirmation bias. So until you can actually bring these beliefs to the surface into your consciousness, you will continue to think that this is all that exists, this is who I am, all the things, when really it's that your unconscious is running the show. And my unconscious was running the show for a very long time, especially when it came to my anxiety and when it came to my confidence, because it's something that I lacked. And my story used to be, I am just not a confident person, right? I just can't speak in front of people. I'm just really anxious. And these stories created a version of me was true. Because the more you tell yourself you're not confident, you're not smart, you're not good at speaking to people, the more you will create that in your reality. Again, because you will confirm the bias that you have. So you have to start catching yourself in these moments when you're saying these things out loud or you're thinking these things on repeat and interjecting them. Is it really true that I can't do this thing? Is it really true that I'm not confident? Or have I just not found the evidence yet? Right? What else could be true? Is it really true that I can't trust myself? Where have I actually given myself evidence in the past that I can trust myself to make decisions, that I can show up? And so if you want to build more confidence, you have to get the fuck out of your comfort zone. We have this beautiful thing called a comfort zone, which is really safe and it feels really nice. And there is no fucking growth there. And if you stay there forever, then you won't build resilience. You won't build confidence. You won't build trust because it doesn't just fucking show up. You do not wake up one morning and you feel more confident. And if you are sitting there wishing and hoping, then you're going to be wishing and hoping for a very long time. So the comfort zone, beautiful, safe, relaxing. There's no growth. And just beyond the comfort zone is the stretchy zone, the expansive zone. These are the things that feel edgy for you, that feel like, oh, this is not going to be a breeze. But you can push yourself into that. You can stretch into that. And then beyond that zone is the exposure zone. And this is often when we put ourselves into this zone too early, it can be off-putting for us because it can make us feel like we're going backwards, right? So I had a really good example of this. A couple of weekends ago, I was at an event which was for 130 people and I was there to facilitate breath work. Now that is comfortable for me. It's okay. The breath work is about them. It's not about me. And I felt confident with that. But then when I got there, they were like, well, the facilitators do need to stand on stage and speak in front of everybody for 2 minutes about who they are, what their story is. And I was completely unprepared for that. So naturally, I felt a little bit fucking nervous because I've never spoken on a stage in front of 130 people before with a microphone telling my story. Not only that, being unprepared for it, right? Just completely thrown in the deep end. But because I have been practicing masterclasses, Instagram lives, programs, breathwork, I'm actually used to being in a space where I can speak, which meant that that situation was stretchy for me. But if that situation had been 2 years ago, it would have been in the exposure zone. And it probably would have either thrown me off or I just would have point blank refused to fucking do it. And so there is a time and place for you to say no to things that feel like it's too much. But you have to catch yourself in the excuses and you have to be really fucking honest and go, is this too far for me? Or is that just a story I'm telling myself? Am I just avoiding doing the hard thing? Right? And this used to be my motto for my entire life. I can't do it. I can't do it. Even when I was in the midst of doing the fucking thing, I was still telling myself that I can't. And once I actually started my business, which is where I've had the most exponential growth over the past 3 years, it started to become more about my desire to help other people transform their lives. That became stronger than my fear of being seen, which allowed me to start showing up more. So my motto then changed from I can't do it to what do I need to do to support myself right now in order for me to do the thing? You can use this in any area of your life. If there is something that you desire and you know that you want that thing or you want to do that thing or you want to have that experience, then you get to ask yourself, what do I need to do to support myself in this so that I can get there? What is the first step? What is the stretchy step? And if you are not consistently pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, you will struggle with this. You have to be able to create uncertainty in your life in order to prove to yourself you're not going to die. Because as ridiculous as it sounds, when we feel fearful, it's like there's a threat and your body and your unconscious mind is like, this is a threat. I'm not safe. And I'm going to now go into survival mode. And that could be something as silly as rocking up to a restaurant on your own, right? That might not feel safe. So when you practice getting out of your comfort zone, you allow your nervous system and your mind to experience these things and learning that it's actually okay. And so for me, when I first started trying to get out of my comfort zone and create some uncertainty, it looked like not reading the menu before I went to a restaurant, not looking on the map and looking for parking and obsessing where I was going to park when I was going to events. I had to start creating some uncertainty to prove to myself this is actually okay, and also that you can trust yourself. And again, people listen to this might find those particular examples really funny. That was a struggle for me. So that's where I had to start. So if you're someone that maybe avoids talking to strangers or making eye contact, well, this week, can you go and make eye contact with somebody and have a fucking conversation with a stranger? If you struggle to share things vulnerably on social media, maybe this week you bite the bullet and you share something on your stories or on a post that leaves you open to judgment, but you do the thing anyway. Or maybe there's a conversation that you've been avoiding with your partner because you don't want to rock the boat and you just want to keep the peace. But that's the actual conversation that you need to have in order to move forward. Go have that conversation this week. The more that you put yourself in these situations, the more that you will learn that you will survive. And this is how we reprogram our neural pathways. Because our ego is running on a program. It's on autopilot. It's familiar because it's efficient, right? And as human beings, we're built to evolve and we're built to survive. So the brain will work efficiently so that we can have more brain power to do things that we consciously need to think about, right? So when you're brushing your teeth or when you are like driving a car, even can be unconscious. And it's just a program and it's just running and you're not really thinking about doing it. It's just a habit. Now, because it's a program, it means that you're not really consciously in that. And so when something happens, let's say someone triggers you, let's say you see a post of somebody's online and it makes you feel jealous, it makes you feel envious, maybe the program that you have running is, well, when I see that thing, I get really angry, I start scroll-holing, I start looking at all of the fucking things. And then I start spiraling on my own thoughts about how I'm not good enough, how I don't have the thing that they have, how I'm a victim, right? Maybe that's the program that runs for you. So we get out of this program and we create new neural pathways by noticing the trigger, by noticing the thing and going, oh, I see that I'm feeling a bit jealous right now and that's making me angry. Even the act of having that awareness can change the action that comes next. Usually I do this, but you know what? This time I'm going to put my phone down and I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do some breath work. I'm going to have a fucking dance, because that then breaks that program and you get to rewire it to create a new story. This is what we do when we start to bring things into our conscious awareness and we actively look at and reflect on what we do in our lives and how these things show up. This is how we grow. So building confidence comes from taking action towards the things that you desire. And when you would see things that would usually create one response, you start to create a different response for yourself. And the more that you do this, the more growth that you will see. Getting out of my comfort zone has been one of the most powerful things for me in me transforming my entire mindset. Now I look at it from the perspective of how fucking exciting that something feels stretchy for me. And I will actively seek out things that make me feel uncomfortable because I know they're going to help me grow. And also because growth is one of my top values. And this is something else I wanted to touch on when it comes to building confidence. If you don't know who you are, how the fuck can you show up authentically in yourself? If you don't know what your values are, what your desires are, what the vision is for your life, how can you be anchored in that? Because there's no steady foundation there for you. And yet, then you're going to be swayed by other people's opinions and other people's beliefs. And you're probably going to want to conform because you're going to want to belong to what someone else is saying or doing. Because you don't feel like you have that groundedness within yourself. So knowing what your core values are is so important in order for you to show up authentically. And so if you're someone who really fears the judgment of other people, maybe you don't speak up when someone says something because you're like, oh, I don't want to rock the boat. Or maybe when you share something and someone doesn't give you the response that you desire, you try to defend the thing that you are doing. If you really want them to see it from your point of view, you really want them to understand. And so you try to justify the things. And honestly, people that are anchored in their values and their authenticity don't need to defend the things that they're doing because they understand that it's important to them, it's right for them, and it doesn't really fucking matter what anybody else thinks. So what are the things that are important to you? Why are you doing the things that you do in your life? What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning, to go to the job that you go to spend time doing the things that you do, the people that you hang around with, the hobbies that you have? We have many values, many, many values, and they can also change over time. But we usually have like the top five. And the top five for me are personal growth, health, authenticity, connection, and freedom. And I am always making my decisions through the lens of those values. Is this thing that's in front of me right now going to align with those values in my life? Is this important to me? When I've got to pick between this or that, I'm going to pick the thing that's in alignment with the values. This allows you to also stop people pleasing or not setting boundaries because suddenly you know what's important to you and that becomes your priority. And I had a really funny example of this when I went back to the UK to see my family after 6 years. And the first thing that I did when I got there was sign up for a gym because, like I said, health is one of my top values. And for me, it is imperative that I move my fucking body. So on the second day, I'm jet lagged as fuck and I'm up at 4:30 and in the gym at 6. And when I get home, it was quite a fucking difficult workout. Like, I was pretty tired. And I said that to my mum. And her response was, I don't know why you punish yourself like that. And I know that in the past, I might have defended why I was in the gym at that time. Or I might have started to question myself based on what she said. Maybe I have pushed myself too hard. Maybe I shouldn't be going to the gym on the second day that I've landed in a country. Maybe someone else does know what's better for me than I do. But I actually don't care because I trust myself. I know my body. I'm connected to my body. And I don't need her to understand why I do the things that I do. And let me tell you how liberating that is. And that's just a really simple example. But we do this often in many different areas of our lives. Where are you defending yourself towards other people who do not understand what you're doing in your life and who are giving you unsolicited opinions on what you choose to do? Because this is another thing. Society gives us these expectations, these ways of being, what you should and shouldn't do. And it's predictive programming and it's unconscious. And sometimes you don't know it's even happening. But if the thing that you desire is not what the mainstream is putting out there, right? Maybe it's not to own a house and have kids and get married and work a job for 40 years that you hate. Maybe that's not your desire. Then catch yourself in that. Why the fuck are you comparing yourself to people who aren't on the same path as you? Why are you letting the opinions of people who are not where you want to be bother you? I often have this come up for myself around owning a house, and it's just something I don't desire. I don't care. So I don't get sucked into the rat race or into the comparisons of everybody else my age owning a house. I don't compare myself to things I don't desire. But sometimes we're running on autopilot and we're forgetting to anchor into what's important to you. Do you know what's important to you? Do you know what you desire? Do you know your vision? If you don't, then I highly encourage you to spend some time sitting with that and really understanding what that looks like for you, what the life that you desire looks like, what the friendships that you have are like, what your partner is like, what the perfect day in your life looks like. How are you making money? How do you spend your free time? If it was your ideal day, what would that look like? That's your vision. And then get really clear on what's important to you. They're your values and your why. When you have that and you're grounded in that, you can show up way more authentically and confident in your life. And you start to notice how you don't give too many fucks about what other people say, right? You just don't. Another thing that I found really interesting on my journey to becoming a more confident version of myself was that I'd been incredibly serious for a very long time. Because as a kid, I was raised to be really mature really early on. And so things like play and fun and silliness were kind of frowned upon. And so when I became an adult and I started to see silliness and play and fun in other people, that actually triggered me. And it made me think, that's embarrassing. That's irresponsible. That's so cringy. All that was doing was highlighting to me the parts of myself that I had suppressed and denied, because that's how I got love, safety, and belonging as a kid. And we all need play. My God, we all need play. So if you in your life right now feel like things are a bit fucking serious, there's a lot of pressure. Maybe you've got some financial pressures, or there's a job that's really stressful, or you're going through something really challenging in your life. I see you. I get it. But two things can exist at the same time. Two things can be true. And you can be experiencing something difficult and you can still choose to have some fucking fun. You can still choose to go do something that lights your soul on fire, that brings you joy, that makes you feel like light on your feet. And you will know what that thing is for you. And if you don't, go find it. For me, it's going down to the ocean. Honestly, having my feet in the sand, even getting into the ocean, that's something that lights me up. It's watching my dog play at the park. That brings me joy. It's dancing around my fucking living room to some absolute bangers. That releases endorphins. It makes me feel really good. When you consciously choose pockets of time to just allow yourself to be free, to not give a fuck what anybody thinks, to be seen without being embarrassed, it's powerful. So where's a place you could start that's super small to allow yourself to just be a little bit more free? Because once you realize that no one's really fucking looking at you anyway and no one really cares, it's also a game changer. All the thoughts that you have going on in your head about how you look and what you're doing and all the things is exactly the thoughts that everyone else is having about themselves. And ipso facto, no one is actually thinking about anyone else. When you see somebody fall over or do something embarrassing, I guarantee that you forget about that within a day. But when it's yourself, you ruminate on it, maybe for weeks, right? When someone says something embarrassing in a conversation or something that's a bit weird in a conversation, you probably forget about that immediately. But when you think you said something weird in a conversation, you ruminate on it. You see in the pattern, people don't care. And once you can let go of that expectation to be perfect and the pressure that you're putting on yourself, doesn't really exist from other people. You're creating it. You can actually take back some power and start taking responsibility for how you're choosing to show up, what you're choosing to focus on, what you're choosing to spend your energy on, and knowing that you can actually change your state at any time. And what are the stories that you're choosing to tell yourself as you're moving through life, and as you're feeling doubtful, or you're feeling like there's a fear of failure, or you're lacking confidence, or you're fearing rejection? What are the stories that are going on for you? Are they serving you? And are they true and accurate? Once you can start to bring awareness to those and get to the root of those, like what's really going on for me here? It's not actually about me speaking up in this meeting at work. it's actually triggering me back to a point when I was maybe at school as a teenager and I had to do a presentation and I fucked it up and everyone laughed at me. Or because I was bullied. It's that. That's the thing that's coming up for you. So when you can start to see that it's not really, you're not really living in the present at all. You're letting the past impact how you're living your life in the fucking present. And it doesn't have to be that way. You actually get to change that. You actually get to say, cool, I see that experience happen before, but there are many other ways that this experience could actually go for me. What's going to create a better reality for me to live in? Thinking that I can't do it? Having really negative thoughts about myself? Preempting my own failure? Or telling myself that I can do hard things and that I'm going to fucking show up regardless and it's going to go really well? These are conscious choices you get to make. This is how you build confidence. And one last thing I'll say on confidence, and this the reason I say this is because for me, confidence actually ties in with self-trust and self-discipline. I am confident in who I am because I know who I am, number one. I can show up authentically in that. And I know that I will do the things that I say that I will do because I trust myself to do that. Where in your life are you not keeping your word to yourself and therefore not actually trusting your own word? Because if you don't trust yourself, I guarantee the energy you're going to put out into the world is that people can't trust you either. And so you build that self-trust by committing to small things daily that are actually beneficial for you, and then you keep your word. When you do that, you learn, I can trust me and I can build resilience. Because if you had a friend that said to you, oh, I'm going to come to the gym with you 3 times a week, and they said it every time you went to the gym, they were like, I'm going to come with you, and they never showed up, would you fucking trust them? Probably not. You do this to yourself all the time. Where are you doing that to yourself? Where are you making excuses? Where are you letting the stories win? Where are you letting fear win? When actually you could step into responsibility and you could keep your word to yourself. Start doing that and watch how your fucking confidence builds and watch how your reality will change as well. So there are just a few things I wanted to touch on today around confidence and building more confidence within yourself. And I hope this was really valuable and you took something from this. If it resonated with you, or if you want to share anything with me, which I always love to hear when episodes really land for you or when things resonate, or if you have any questions, just reach out to me on Instagram and let's have a chat.
Thanks for tuning in to the Becoming You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe or share on your socials and tag me at @MeganScholey_. It really helps us reach more amazing women like you. See you in the next episode.